One, where's Graham?
Oh, that's it, yeah, keep going.
Two, who provided the professional advice, which outside firm that you mentioned earlier? And three, could the Kirbys and Graham legally have voted, or have they voluntarily abstained?
Where's Graham? Graham chose not to be here. Now, it's an issue. Why should he be here? The board's non-executive people that are doing this on his behalf. Why should he be here? In fact, my view more appropriate that he's not, although that was entirely his decision. Could John and Robert Kirby and Graham have voted? You might be surprised to know I could ask legal advice now, but that was never an issue. It was just the appropriate thing to do for the executive directors to be all completely absent from all decision making, from every discussion. Graham's punctilious about that, as were John and Robert. You know, we mean it when we talk about corporate governance in this country. Now, we don't reveal the name of our advisors. We have lots of advisors on lots of subjects, and we had both formal and informal discussions with experts. And I'm very confident that this is state-of-the-art scheme. In fact, as I said to John before, I think you can make a case to get ahead of the curve, but let's wait and see.
I'm not sure about that.
Number seven, could you please disclose the proxies?
Oh, yes, no, I'll do that, of course.
Okay. Number eight, will you commit to having your next annual meeting in Melbourne to save the company some funds and to allow some of us who are based in Melbourne, your home city, to attend, rather than the, for Victorians, very inconvenient practice of 9 a.m. starts on a Friday on the Gold Coast? And number nine, in terms of your comments about corporate governance and 4 out of 5 corporate governance, obviously the missing ingredient for a 5 out of 5 is having an independent non-executive chairman. So, Mr. Acting Chairman, are you enjoying being in the chair today, and would the company consider making this a more permanent practice to achieve 5 out of 5 on corporate governance? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Well, on the proxy, we're about to read them out of the process, so I'll do that in just a moment. The annual meeting in Melbourne is actually strictly out of order, Mr. Chairman, but I will say that as far as I understand this company, got massive groups in Queensland, and even if you can get yourself up early enough or come up the month before, it's a fantastic day, because I think in that case we do let people into the theme park along with their kids. You've never seen so many 6-year-old kids at an annual general meeting. It's actually a great theatrical experience. And it's much more boring than a cinema sitting here, which is where we have to have it the same day. So do try to come. And on corporate governance, we are constantly working on improving governance. There are many great companies which have executive chairmen, and this is one of them. So I'm quite content with corporate governance, and I'm absolutely certain that conflicts of interest are dealt with in the exactly appropriate way.